This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, the minute. The minute is 7 after the hour. And this is the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All here, you can go to Twitter and check us out at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show for some of the pictures. What are we? Instagram, the same thing. It's at DJV Show, right?
On
Instagram? Yes. Mm-hmm. So there we are. At your service, on your side. Jennifer is here. She's very happy. She's just ecstatic about her responsibilities here on the DJV program to start off every hour with an a story that will pique our interest.
Yay.
All right. Take it away, Jennifer.
Well, this is a story out of the city of Los Angeles. I live in Los Angeles, the first city to deploy an earthquake early warning system. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but it's called Shake Alert LA.
And
why the fanfare?
Because that's the warning.
Yeah, that's it, right? It's a kazoo. So here's how it works. And this has been talked about in California for a long time. It uses a network of seismic sensors that are all sprinkled throughout Los Angeles, in particular for this one, in Southern California, to detect earthquakes and dispatch a warning to smartphones when shaking is expected in L.A. County. Now, the mayor, who wants to run for president, Mayor Eric Garcetti, was the one that was kind of helping partner everybody up and develop this. He got together the U.S. Geological Survey, AT&T, and the Annenberg Foundation to get this done. He made the big reveal on Thursday in Los Angeles. He said, Angelenos should have every chance to protect themselves and their families when there's a major earthquake. We created the Shake Alert LA app because getting a few seconds heads up can make a big difference. If you need to pull on to the side of the road, get out of an elevator, or drop cover and hold on. Now,
what are you going to hold on to?
Well, this is the problem. So this is where, okay, I don't want to be a negative Nelly here, but alerts are only issued for earthquakes that are over 5.0 or above, which is fine. In L.A., we don't even blink if they're usually lower than that. We might go, was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
But you only get, apparently they're saying you could get up to a minute's warning. I don't, from what I've heard, it's more like seconds. And I don't know if the big one's coming, it's sort of like just come. Because what are you going to do? You panic for an extra minute and you've got a minute-long earthquake ahead of you? I don't know if it just prolongs the agony. I guess if you're in a very, if you're in a precarious
situation. You're in an elevator, maybe you can get out.
Yeah, you can get out. Exactly right. So, I mean, maybe this will be good if you have cell service in an elevator and you can find yourself a way to get out. So I don't know if this solves everybody's problems. Maybe it's a step in the right direction. I'll just applaud today and say, hey, we are using technology maybe to keep people safe. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
Speaking of
vampires
warnings,
and the evil clowns.
That's right. The new Netflix movie Bird Box. Sandra Bullock stars in it. She has two children that are led away from danger, all blindfolded, supposedly going to safety. Apparently, 45 million people have viewed the trailer, or is the movie actually out?
No, the movie. Yeah, the movie.
This was like the most talked about movie on Netflix, or just in general over Christmas vacation. Everyone was talking about it. Yeah, it was everywhere.
So it's called Bird Box, and the viral side of this is a challenge that apparently youngsters are taking up to do as many things as they can while they are blindfolded. People have been seriously injured because of this. This is an internet sensation, as you can imagine. It's spreading around like wildfire, and it's not positive by any stretch of the imagination. There's a warning from Netflix itself. to not take this too far. Quote, can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourself with the Bird Box Challenge. We don't know how this got started. We appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for this year, and it's that you not end up in the hospital. The Bird Box Challenge started showing up within days of this movie's release. One early video recirculated a couple of times shows a dad accidentally walking his toddler into a wall while trying to recreate one of the movie's blindfold scenes.
He had a toddler who looked like it couldn't be more than a year and a half old, blindfolded, and the kid walked right into a wall. As the father's leading him through a doorway, and the kid goes smack into the wall. It's unbelievable.
So how many people do we know individually, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, who have had a direct incident, tried this on their own? We've all tried. We've all played the game blindfold when we were kids. I certainly did. I don't know. I'm trying to remember who ever walked into anything or was ever in any danger. I can't remember. I'm here, so maybe it wasn't that dangerous. But it just... Okay, so that's one side of this. Then maybe the other side is, are we too concerned about things like this, and is it something that someone has taken, gotten a hold of, and it's like everything else, we have warnings about anything and everything when children learn by getting hurt. I mean,
well, I don't think Netflix wants to be held responsible for anything that happens because of their movie. But I mean, kids were eating Tide Pods, so apparently we've gotten to a point where we're too stupid to care about our own well-being.
Yeah, thank you, Kara.
Somebody has to say something.
I don't even know. I hate to think that we are all that stupid, but I think that it amazes me. I agree with you. There are a lot of dumb ones. But
notice some of the people we elected to office. That shows how stupid we are.
It amazes me how people will do the most ridiculous things for an Instagram picture. Because what's happening with these Bird Box things, they're not just doing it for fun. It's not like something that they're just doing at home without taking a picture. No, they want the video so that they can become Instagram sensations. I just don't understand. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's true. That's exactly what people want. Yep.
Yeah. All right, coming up in a moment, some names in the news here on the DJV Show at 14 past the hour.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the Lemony Fresh Kind, and French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, names in the news on the DJV program. Paul Whelan, remember him? The American who is in Russia and has now been officially charged with espionage. This guy is a trade bait for this woman from Russia that's been captured over here. He's got a Russian lawyer. I know, that's not going to end particularly well. Anyway, he was arrested on the 28th of last month for carrying out an act of espionage, but so far nobody knows what he's actually accused of doing because he didn't do anything, and they're going to have to come up with some kind of foolish story. His family says he's innocent. Of course he's innocent. He didn't do anything. He was there to go to a wedding. But the Russians keep saying, they're rattling their sabers, he's going to go to jail for 10 years, maybe 20 years. No, he's not going to go to jail. He's going to get traded for... What did that woman that we've got, what did she do?
What's her deal? Had a meeting with Donald Trump's kid.
Oh. Really?
I think there's other stuff, though, with her. But what we know her for is that she had a meeting where she said she was an adoption attorney, but she wanted to meet with Donald Trump Jr. And
so
I think
why
they were
that?
Trying to bait him into taking information on Hillary's camp. They were trying to, I don't know if on
why
purpose,
was
to actually
arrested
to
for
affect
that,
the election. I don't know.
Right. Next
Nobody
person.
Really knows. The sad thing about all these stories is we only know just enough.
Yeah, right.
It's
exactly.
Like, nobody Huzurai. Knows what the real deal is on any.
Speaking of Huzurai, you know, I'm pretty good at engaging. Would you all say that because maybe what I've done for a living or my own instincts, I'm pretty good at judging people? And how many times have you heard me tell you that Neil deGrasse Tyson is a big phony?
Yeah.
Now
he's such a pompous ass.
He's a pompous phony. His series on National Geographic is now off because of the sexual misconduct charges against him. It's called Star Talk with Neil deGrasse. Is it DeGrasse or just DeGrasse? I never got it.
I think it's just DeGrasse.
Anyway, there's a lot of conversation about science and that sort of thing. But they said in order to allow the investigation to continue unimpeded, they've chosen to hold episodes of Star Talk until the investigation is complete. New allegations against him surfaced a month or so ago. A couple of women have accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior. Former assistant on Cosmos says she quit after he made inappropriate sexual advances one night at his apartment with her after work. What the hell did she think was going to happen if he took her home after work to his apartment?
Well, I don't.
That
mean
that's
not the woman's
it.
Fault.
No,
and
I'm
we
not
also don't know. That could have been a work situation. Like, we don't. The bottom
anyway,
line is, I think the
he's
guy's.
A pig. He's
yeah. A pig. Now, again, you know, he seems to be wanting to defend himself, so yeah. We'll see where it goes.
Is there going
to
be anyone left in Hollywood at the end of all this?
No. Okay, here's Cameron Jean Pierre, 11 year old from Brooklyn, died after suffering what appears to be an allergic reaction to fish that was being cooked at his house. Mm. He became unconscious at his home. Family was cooking cod. Family suspects the boy died of an allergic reaction. Fish allergies are frequently caused by a reaction that appears quickly impairs a person's breathing. I eat fish all the time. I wonder where... What causes this? Fish allergy? Many heard of fish allergies before?
Shellfish allergies? Yeah.
Oh, shellfish, yeah,
huge.
But this is cod.
Yeah, there's some, you know, it's odd. Bethany Frankel, she's been on Shark Tank this season and she's been around too. She was just hospitalized with the same thing.
Really? Wow. I'll have to look more into that. 21 after the hour.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For some good Queen music, DJ V-Time, 23 and a half after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I have Queen for you. Well, story about the guitarist that plays for Queen, Brian May, who actually released a new song on New Year's Eve to mark the voyage of the New Horizons space probe as it passed by the trans-Neptunian object Ultima Thule. Remember we were talking about that the other day?
Yeah.
Farthest object in the solar system that a spacecraft has visited. Took 12 years after it was launched to get to this position. New Horizons is a four-minute song that Brian May describes as an anthem to human endeavor. Very clever. Just crank this up for a sec, Harry.
Doesn't it sound kind of Queenie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Sure, I thought. Yeah. So back to the ship, the voyage especially meaningful to Brian May, who is an astrophysicist. Who knew that? He joined NASA's science team as a collaborator back in 2015. He said, quote, you know, this is exploration almost Victorian style, if you like. It's just there, so we have to know about it. So the song became about that, the spirit of man to explore the universe around him. Pretty exciting. I didn't know he was... I didn't understand this. I didn't know this at all. And I follow NASA stuff pretty carefully, pretty closely. Since the New Horizons spacecraft made it out to this planet, May's been using his Instagram account to issue updates about the progress of the spaceship. And so this first ever solo recording was a tribute also to space travel. He released a mini album back in 83, Starfleet Project, on which he made a hard rock version of Paul Bliss's theme for the sci-fi series Starfleet, an English series. Billed as Brian May and Friends, the song features additional guitar by Eddie Van Halen, backup vocals by Roger Taylor, who is from Queen. So it does sound like Queen. So good for him. That's good to know. It's pretty exciting to know that.
Well, Kara just mentioned that in Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, that there is a line that mentions him studying to be an astrophysicist.
Oh, really?
As the band, I guess, was forming. So
yeah.
He did that after. I think he finalized his doctorate or whatever after the band broke up or after Freddie died.
All right, next up musically is a focus on Shatner. Do I have to say William Shatner? You say Shatner, everybody
Shatner.
Knows who you're talking about, right?
We get it.
Last summer, he released a country album called Why Not Me, an effort with Jeff Cook from Alabama. A record. Crank this up a little bit.
Make him feel at home. Because friends don't let friends drink alone.
Of course not. Has he sung this at your house with your father yet, Jennifer?
I don't think so, no.
He started singing in 68 when he was still doing Star Trek, the television show. The Transformed Man was the name of the thing that he recorded. And so now on this album that he's just released, Why Not Me, there are titles like Friends Don't Let Friends Drink Alone, Too Old to Be Vegan, and Beam Me Up. All right, let's play Beam Me Up a little bit here.
My old faithful friend, Mr. Jim Beam.
Beam me up.
And keep them coming. Yeah, keep them coming.
I'm on a mission.
I love him so much.
He's a lot of fun.
I want to boldly go where I know I shouldn't go. Pass the cup.
So the story here, the lead is that he's going to perform at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. And I think it is, I don't know if I see a date here. Has it been scheduled yet? When he's going to sing?
Yeah, I think it's on February 15th.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
That's amazing.
Good for him. All right, so that's something to look forward to, February 15th, 28 after the hour.
I'm on a boat to go where no man should go.
So wish me luck and be me.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And French vanilla and non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top Democrats say President Trump would face legal and political challenges if he tried to declare a national emergency to build his border wall. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, but would likely be wide open to a court challenge for the wall. The president has said the White House has been talking to some steel company executives.
We've been in touch with a lot of people, and I informed my folks to say that we'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive and it'll be stronger.
Democrats object to the idea of a wall and not what it's made of. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Victoria leads off. She's at bat with the next important story of the hour.
Yes, I'm at bat with a story that unfortunately involves my home state of New Jersey, and it's not great news. According to an annual study from the United Van Lines Company, now this is the place where, you know, they're the big moving vans and you can rent vans and things like that, New Jersey was the top state that people left in 2018.
Really?
And I'm
more
the
than
dummy
California?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I actually moved to New Jersey in 2018. So, and Vermont was the number one state that people moved to. So the company
is offering a ton of tax incentives.
$10,000.
Yeah. That's a huge
So United Van Lines has been tracking interstate moves for this study since 1977, and they have more than 200,000 household moves that were completed in 2018 within the United States. And the data shows that roughly two-thirds of New Jersey moves were outbound. Not great. New Jersey has been in the top 10 for outbound moves for the last 10 years. Also didn't know that.
How expensive is it to live? How expensive is the tax reality there? and things in comparison to, like, New York? Because I thought a lot of people moved out of New York to move to northern New Jersey, like you did.
Well, yeah, and so apparently Illinois, Connecticut, New York, and Kansas, along with New Jersey, are the top five states that people left in 2018.
Give us those again.
Illinois.
New Jersey?
Yeah. No, Illinois, yeah, well, New Jersey's number one, and then Illinois, then Connecticut, then New York, and then Kansas. I mean, I guess I'd want to.
Connecticut is ridiculously expensive, especially to get close to the areas around New York City. Chicago, people are fed up. They're moving out of Chicago. They're not moving. That's where they're moving from, the northern areas of Illinois. What's the other state? You'd say Nebraska?
So people have left, as a state, though, they're leaving Illinois. So it's not just leaving Chicago, but they're leaving Illinois. And they're leaving Connecticut, New York, and Kansas. I wonder why
Kansas
is interesting. Yeah, I understand Kansas. All the others, but Kansas is interesting.
Yeah.
So then, on the other hand, good news for Vermont, over 7 in 10 moves in 2018 went to Vermont. That's pretty
that'll
big.
Ruin that state.
Other states that people moved to, number two was Oregon, number three was Idaho, number four was Nevada, and number five was Arizona.
Yeah. Vermont's a beautiful state. I love it because it's a big dairy state. Lots of cows, lots of beauty. It's a great ride up Route 91 or Interstate, or the local Route 5, all the way up. But you get into
Vermont's
northern areas.
Yeah.
You get into up
too
into
cold, though.
Burlington, across from Plattsburgh, it's just too cold.
Like 15 feet of snow.
Like
to all
ski,
the time.
It's fine, but other than that,
But it's interesting because Oregon, obviously, the draw there is probably Portland. And so I have a few friends in 2018 who moved to Portland. I don't understand why people are moving to Idaho. That's number three on the list. What's going on in Idaho?
Lots of open space.
Well, I saw a video from Boise over New Year's, and apparently they don't drop a ball. They drop a giant thing that looks like a potato, and then French fries come up and start dancing once they hit midnight.
Idaho is a big potato.
That's probably the reason why everyone's moving there.
Why not have a potato?
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Speaking of traveling, this is the other side of the coin. State Department this week issuing a travel warning for China, a level 2, kind of a dire warning. For those of you who are planning on visiting China, to exercise increased caution when going there because of the number of people who have been, U.S. citizens who have been detained. The department says the bans can be used to lure U.S. citizens back into China. The advisory warns people that China can keep citizens in the country. They have what they call exit bans. So once you get there, you may not be able to get out. You get to the airport, you want to get on the plane, they say, oh, no, sorry, you got to stay here. Let's the Chinese government hold on to citizens for long periods of time, sometimes years, and can prevent travelers from accessing U.S. consular services. So I wonder what that will do to business interests. I wouldn't go to China right now. The last time I went, the only time I went, it was at the invitation of the government. The department warns China doesn't recognize dual nationality, meaning U.S. Chinese citizens and U.S. citizens of Chinese heritage could face additional scrutiny when you go there. So if you have family, you're Chinese, and you have family there, you have Chinese origins, this is not a good thing for you. No. You go over there, they'll keep you there. And this is something, what's our government doing about this with all of the hoopla about trade and all the business we do? These people have got to be stupid. And I've been using that word more often lately than I like. But what do they have to gain? All the business they do of any real volume is with America. So why are they trying to screw with us? And I mean, we're saying we're going to stop buying Chinese stuff because it's so bad. But how many of you really are? Do you really look at the label? Mm-hmm. Really? Who's looking at the label? What'd you say, Jennifer?
I said, we like a deal, and stuff from China can be cheaper. And so people say they don't want to buy it. They want to buy American-made until they walk into a discount retail store, and they go, which one should I buy, the one for $5 or the one for $3? And then that's how decisions are made.
Yeah, well, maybe they ought to check that out anyway. So be careful if you're planning on going to China for any reason. Speaking of being careful, you know, earlier this week I talked about buying tickets to the Aretha Franklin concert. That is a tribute to her that's being held on Sunday the 13th.
Which looks great.
Remember, Kara, we went in there. You and I looked on Wednesday, we looked in the prices. You said, I can't believe how inexpensive the prices are. So I thought, okay, I'll go in and I'll buy a ticket. I looked at the prices again on Wednesday night, and then I got distracted. I had to do something. So yesterday I went in to buy tickets. And what do you think I found? The prices doubled overnight.
We should also talk about where you're looking, because I'm looking on the website right now and I'm still seeing tickets in the orchestra right in front of the stage for $37.
He's looking at scalpertickets.com.
That's what I'm thinking.
I went to the Shrine Auditorium site to buy the tickets.
That sounds amazing.
The Shrine Auditorium is where this event is being held on January 13th, 6 o'clock. And the people who are going to be presenting, Celine Dion, John Legend, Janelle Monae, Tyler Perry is kind of putting it together, Brandi Carlile is performing, there are a lot of big names, looks like a great show, so I decided I wanted to go. I ended up paying $240 for a ticket in the 14th row.
$40? The $40 tickets were up in the mezzanine.
No, they're all over the place. We should have talked about this before you bought.
Really? Because I saw them for $75, like lower than that. But
well, I was going to buy two: one for Jennifer, one for me.
And then now we got one $240. Forget the kid. We'll get her later. We'll take pictures.
It's such a scam, though. It really is. How these people? This is so much a. I don't know. I know you said, what side are you on, Carrie? You're looking at the prices of $40.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if this will, why, I don't know why this would be a resale site. It's tickets.palmsprings.com, so I'm not sure, but.
Good heavens. I don't know, but it just is, I've found myself suckered into this two or three times the past year. Looking at something early, wanting to buy the ticket, then I get distracted by something else, and then I go back for a couple of days, and everything is tried. I don't know why I'm telling you the story, other than I want you to be aware. The first time you think you want to go buy a ticket for something, buy it. Not stop. What did you and I buy a ticket? You bought a ticket for me for something, and I forget what it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, to go see the Beach Boys around.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Beach Boys. Yeah, right. That was another fiasco that Kara saved me from. So now on, you're my ticket broker. Just do it that way. It makes more sense. 43 after the hour on the DJV program. Up in a moment, what's going on if you're a nurse? Is there a job for you? Is it a good scenario, bad scenario? And, a couple of other things that are twiddling around in my mind. Stay tuned.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. Boise.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy, but that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. So if you're ready to commit the time and effort, it will be worth it. Learn for yourself why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text RETURN to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes! Doug, Jen, Victoria. All right, so those of you who are trying to figure out what to do with your life, I was talking to somebody last night at dinner who's a nurse, and she just got a job working in a hospital, got twice the pay as she was getting in a private office, but she told me something that really sort of startled me. There's a company that's hiring young nurses, mostly young nurses that are not in family circumstances, and they get paid twice to three times what the average nurse does. They're on call, they're being hired on a temporary basis for a week or two or a month or two at a time, and they fly them to wherever the need is. Say there's a particular shortage in Austin, Texas, for osteoporosis nurses, or what, I don't know if there's such a thing as an osteoporosis nurse, but I know that there are for various specialties. And because the nursing shortage is so extreme, these hospitals will pay almost anything. So this company has developed their headhunters for nurses. And they find young nurses that are willing to travel, and they pay them exorbitant amounts of money, and they go to these places for a week or two at a time. It's really pretty amazing. Those of you who are trying to figure out what to do with your life, men and women. Now, on the other side of that coin, apparently there are a lot of reports as the year begins of job injuries for nurses, including a lot of data published that looks like non-fatal injuries requiring private sector employees to take days off from work, nurses, etc., because of violence. What kind of violence would go on, though?
I think this is directly, and I don't know this, but I think this is directly related to the opioid epidemic with drug addicts lashing out. And even maybe detoxing and things like that, because they can get very violent. I think that's probably part of this.
This person said
ER nurses, I think, are in probably a lot of danger too, because you never know who comes in.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of people, a lot of nurses, really do support the use of hemp products, that sort of thing, instead of the opioids, for that very reason. Very interesting. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock up my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
All right, time for our weekly visit with our pal Nick Miles, who has a website and a career checking out cars. What a wonderful way to make a living. My God, you should pinch yourself every time, every morning when you get up and you figure out, what am I going to do? What kind of a car am I going to drive today? And I'm going to talk to people about this, that, the other thing. You don't have to work. All you got to do is drive and have fun. It's a great... It isn't even a job. You get paid for having fun. I do, too. But it's one of those things, isn't it? Isn't it fun? You have fun.
It is a lot of fun. If I was, you know, if I wanted to pay a mortgage and stuff, I'd probably get a better job. But, you know.
Right. All right. So let's go through. I thought it was interesting. I got a couple of things here. Tesla cutting prices because of the tax credit phase out. How much of a, they're cutting by a couple of $1,000, and you also have, yeah, you know, some of the other cars around are not good buys in 2019, beside the Tesla, the Chevy Bolt. So what do you make of all of this?
Well, they've reached their threshold, which is a car company can sell 200,000 of these before they have to start losing their tax credit. So Tesla
are now doing that. Chevy's just hit that wall, and the tax credit goes halved for the first the next quarter and then disappears eventually. And it just means that they can make less money on the car, and Elon wasn't making that much money on his cars anyway. He was already in the red on these cars, so it just paints a bit of a tough picture for him. They're not good deals unless they cut the prices. Another Leaf is going to be in the same situation with Nissan as well. So we're still in that same zone, Doug, of where electric cars aren't quite financially viable.
Yeah, I think that they are
mandated by law.
One of the things that I find worrisome is where you get them charged. There are more and more places we can get them charged now. Local big, we have a big shopping mall here in Framingham where I live, and they've put up a rack of places to charge your car while you shop. I don't know if that's, is that becoming more of a factor? People go into the big malls and they can park their car and charge them while they're in the mall?
Yeah, one of the good things that came out of the diesel scandal was part of the compensation that VW had to pay is they had to build an Electrify America network. So they're actually putting in charging stations all over the country now.
Damn.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, yeah.
Really?
So they're having they're paying for it at least anyway.
I want to tell you a story. My son yesterday was telling me he drives a Volkswagen station wagon. My daughter does, too. They got them the diesels, and then he traded his in for gas. My daughter kept her diesel. But they've come back to him and said, we'll give you a deal on one of three, and I can't remember which models. Through the lease period yet, but they want to take it back and give him a new car for half the money. And I forget the models, but he told me what they were, and he was thinking about doing it. Is that, what do you hear about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very typical thing for people that do leases. Car companies want to buy it back. Their car still has a value, and rather than have it on lease, they can actually make more money selling it off at some point. So ultimately, it's for their benefit, not for his, I assure you. Right. Car companies don't often do things for the customer.
Okay, I got it. All right. So you have a list of the winners in the best car, truck, and SUV category from last year that you've gleaned. Who's on the list?
So, Joe, 200 vehicles. Best truck of the year is by far the Ram 1500. It's just a clear winner for 2018-19. The best car of the year that I drove was the Genesis G70. Bit of a surprise. This is Hyundai's luxury brand, Genesis, but it was engineered by Albert Biermann, who's the same guy that the BMW M cars. And they just for $32,000 starting price, this car is just flawless, just absolutely flawless.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then an all-winner, the SUV of the year. Even though it's all electric, it's probably the best car I drove last year.
So we have a little glitch in our connection. We got a glitch in our connection with you. What's the name? What is the SUV of the year?
The Jaguar I-Pace.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the all-electric Jaguar. Even though it's all electric, it's just the best car I drove in the year. Just absolutely flawless.
What do you make of BMW being hit by a $10 million fine, South Korea fining them because of the engine fires? Is that, what does that do to their reputation? What does that do to the company?
Yeah, this is a tough one because you don't usually see foreign countries fining people like this. But what it does say is, you guys, if you have recalls and you have things wrong with your cars, you should actually make sure you fix them before the government gets involved, because then it gets nasty.
Got it. Nick Miles, his website is ourautoexpert.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.